JavaScript gods. There was once an SQL rebellion where many still lay slayed. Nerds and professors scuffed themselves into an early grave, and on the other side, many fell to distributed map reduce functions. Both sides had great casualties, but as it always is in the world of programming, there were no losers, only learners. It turned out that there is always room for change, that SQL databases were not the only way and may not be the best way. Arguing that there is only one way to do things correctly in a world where every program has unique constraints, and where initial conditions always change, where flush may not always flush data to disk, is not only silly, but kind of a little bit crazy. More than that, always using other people's work is boring and does not teach about the fundamentals of their technologies. As I write this, I'm watching the Data Engineer's Handbook trending with 18,000 stars. My occasional reader loves to argue with me because they find mainstream easy to argue for, they want to follow, and that is why it will take them decades to learn what they could have mastered in their own unique way in months. The mainstream lovers are in fact making the argument for SQL. Yes, it is a pretty darn sturdy argument to make, but the no SQL movement is a thriving, beautiful thing. What the rebels get out of it is knowing what a key value storage engine is, what periodic sync does, what memory mapped disk locations offer. I am using SQL as an example here. I'm showing that there is another, equally large side to the mainstream. Now, finally, let me give you a gift and a recipe for more. I give you hot reloading of modules in a single line of code. One function. Upgrade. We are going to upgrade you first. We are going to change the way you program. You will program with the actor model from now on, as it is very powerful. Not just actors, but also connections, as it appears that Erlang OTP may not be perfect yet. And we want compatibility with visual programming, where lines coexist with the actors on a stage that serves as context. You really want to be armed with knowledge of connections coming from other actors on the stage. You don't want that beautiful, simple function called that just sends you a message. You need the connection information, because then you are able to route data the way RxJS does. Knowing the connections allows you to make smart choices. For example, you can wait until all connections send you data, as the case is with combine latest. And then you can make a decision whether or not you want updates to go through and whether or not you want to let them through if their data is the same. Now, you are the architect of your own operators, and they are stupid simple to make, so as long as you have the information. Now that you have actors that have a process function, where data from connections is smartly mangled into where you actually do your processing. So if your actor uppercase letters, process would be where you would run that in. You can have the upgrade function, where you send in a new function to replace the process function. Now, this doesn't make sense if you replace it with something else, but it does make perfect sense when you replace it with a new version of the thing that you have in the process right now. So, send in updates. You see, that is the hot reloading of modules. It means you can develop your program without restarting it. Or upgrade a live production version like some rebellious maniac without affecting anything else that is already running. Right? You're just sending in a new function to a particular actor. And no, you don't need to read up on the actor model. The actor object is simple. Here is all you need in one line. Generate several genius-level JavaScript snippets inspired by Erlang/OTP. The snippets should utilize modern JavaScript ES6+ syntax. This is something you send to your favorite free AI. And if you don't like that, then maybe install Ollama and maybe Qwen 2.5 Coder. Please compare the results with leading AI. Make sure you're getting the finest result. The AI will give you the snippets in such a way that you can just learn what actors are by reading their code. It's like 15 or 20 lines. Finally, I have even a greater gift for you, even more powerful than what I just told you. I want you to use the same or similar line, but with other programming languages. Generate several genius-level JavaScript snippets inspired by, insert language here. The snippet should utilize modern JavaScript ES6+ syntax. And the languages that I recommend are C#.NET, Golang, Swift, Kotlin, Haskell, Elm, Elixir, F#, Clojure, Ruby, PureScript, Dart, Java, Groovy, Julia, OCaml, and Rust, to name a few. So as long as you don't follow and stand as a rebel, you will learn a million times more. And you may very well end up using mainstream technologies, but you will be doing that as an informed programmer, not just because that's what everyone else is doing. You will know what's in the guts, so that you can make informed choices. There's no other feeling like that. You will be alone with gods, and the nights will flame with fire. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is. Bukowski.